sell the coins.
Hello, hello and welcome to Psychic Choice Radio 1, where tonight we greet the angels. And when we say we greet the angels, because the angels greet us every day, they really do. And we were talking pre-show a little bit about how the angels work with the earth. And you know, in all cultures and all religions, you will hear mention of angels. It's always surprises me whenever we have an angel card reader with me that there isn't more callers. You know, but it's early, very early, and we're just about ready to start. We have the wonderful Diana McClintic with me this evening, so I hope that you'll all give Diana a warm Welcome back to Psychic Choice Radio. He doesn't get to be with me very often these days. So here she is, Diana.
Hi.
Hi, Diana. It's lovely to hear your voice again.
I don't hear you very well, so the callers are going to have to really speak up.
You don't hear me very well.
The reception must not be good. I'm in a hotel room.
Oh.
I'm in a hotel room, and I'm thinking it's the satellite. But anyway, so the callers speak up. I've got my cards with me right here.
We'll do our best. My microphone is at its fullest, so I can't really turn it any higher. So on line one, we have Holly.
Hi, nice to meet you.
I remember a lot of the callers.
You remember
and
me from Seattle?
I usually draw a card at the beginning of a caller, and I remember you, Holly. The cards say you do have a spiritual understanding yourself. So you could be doing this.
Yes. I do.
So maybe you can get on the show sometime and read for us. Do you have any angel cards or any kind of reading cards?
No, I don't use cards, but I've read for everybody before quite a few times.
Okay. All right. Well, I've got angel cards, and Raziel says that you're being brought more information and symbols. Then this will help you understand other people's spiritual truths. And that'll be, that's what helps you understand, what helps them understand your spiritual truth when you understand their spiritual truth, because not everybody's on your level. So if you can kind of get to the level that people are at, then you'll give them a boost, in other words, to a greater spiritual understanding. So don't make people feel like, they don't know, because they're calling you for advice. And Raziel will be helping you boost them up to where they will understand what the angels are saying.
Yeah.
So you understand that, right?
Yeah.
And even Archangel Michael is walking with you, and this is one of my cards, or one of my guides. And Archangel Michael will be to let you know what other people are asking you to focus upon with unwavering faith that you're being assisted by Archangel Michael. So you've got some pretty high cards.
Yeah.
Well, did you have a question?
Yeah, I wanted to see how my book sales were going to do.
Well, I, instead of shuffling the cards, I just drew this one, and one fell out. So I'll tell you the two that came by. You're clairvoyant yourself. Raziel's helping you so you can see clearly what you're doing with heavenly love. And Jeremiah says everything is happening exactly as it's supposed to, and you will understand the blessings. So those are all good cards. You're doing the work yourself.
Yeah.
So I would say that's very good. That's a very high positive reading.
Yeah.
So have patience with people, because you'll be a good teacher.
Okay. Okay.
Was there anything else?
Are we good?
Sound a little bit unsure.
No, I'm fine. That's good. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you for calling.
Sorry. Okay, bye.
Thank you, Holly. Okay. The call queue started to build up then. We kind of got one more caller call in, and all of a sudden they wasn't there. So okay, no worries. Okay, and we still have line 2, 3, and 4, and we might go past 4. Who knows? But kind of strange. Okay. Right then.
Well, not everybody wants to hear this.
We haven't really had the chance to advertise much for this particular show, Diana, because, you know, I was unsure that I would get a guest for this evening. So, obviously, Stephen Thornton normally joins us on a Tuesday, but he's actually on a radio show himself this evening. And we wish him the very best with that, you know. But it happened earlier today. It's already been broadcast, apparently. So Stephen will be driving on his way home by now, I should imagine. And he might even listen in, so who knows. Okay, right then. Kay.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing great. Thank you.
Who's this? I recognize your voice. Is this Donna?
This is Kay.
Kay, okay.
Yes, Kay, yes. Well, my question is around my career. Things are going really great, and I was just wondering if you see me being elevated or promoted in my present position.
Sandofon says to be gentle with yourself and surround yourself with gentle people, situations, and a great environment.
Proceed to the root.
So, so I think Sandofon would be a good angel to call in to help you. Are you being too strict with yourself? Because then the next card is compassion. Zacchaeus says, soften your heart with respect. And all the people, if you soften your heart with compassion, with respect to the situation, and all the people involved, including yourself, then you can bring this in. That's really a tall order right there, telling you to do all these
things. I tend to be harder on myself than anybody else could be. I'm much harder on myself than anybody else could be. I understand.
You need to have compassion for yourself. Soften your heart with respect to the situation. You know, Zacchaeus is glowing with golden, has golden glow. So Zacchaeus is waiting to help you. If you believe in angelic help.
I do.
Do you go outdoors?
Yes, I love outdoors.
Go outdoors, get into nature, get into the fresh air, get into nature to relieve your stress, and you should be able to gain new creative ideas.
Okay. Sounds wonderful. Okay. That
yeah,
helpful.
sounds like you got to be perfect.
Yes, and
no, the angels are always there to help you. You can call on them at any time.
Yes. Okay. Appreciate it. Understood too. Yes. Okay. Makes sense.
Thank you, Kay.
Thanks.
We hope
Thanks.
You can stay and listen to the show. Right. We're going to, we are very short on donations there at the moment. I can't really ask Kay now because she's gone. and Holly's left as well. So I think people are actually getting their readings and then going to carry on with the rest of their day, which is fine. So they might even go around and find another show somewhere. I don't know what people do with the rest of their day. I really don't. Okay, right then. Daniela.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good, thank you.
Hello. Oh, good.
Hi.
Can you hear me okay? Hi. Okay.
Yes, I can.
Oh, great. I was just wondering if you could pick up anything on a job search.
Okay, the angels give you things to do. I'm not a psychic myself, but I am intuitive. So what I do is just let you know what the angels are telling you to do. And
right.
Then Zacchaeus wants you to notice the loving guidance you hear inside your mind or from other people. Are you getting advice from people? And
yes, definitely.
Yeah, so notice the advice you're getting, because Zacchaeus is reminding you of that. And that also, when you are clairaudient, so you're going to be able to hear some answers for yourself. I think we have a full moon right now. But Haniel, I drew the Haniel card, and Archangel Haniel says, notice how the moon affects your energy and manifestations, and capitalize upon the cycle that works for you. Some people, it's not just the full moon. People like to think it's the full moon, but it's this phase of the moon that works best for you. So if you notice the moon cycles, that's supposed to help you. Do you have an idea? Uriel says you have a brilliant idea, and it's divinely guided. So take action with this idea to bring it to fruition.
Okay, great.
Does that answer anything?
Yep. Well, I mean,
okay.
it's giving me good feedback, so that's good. That's what I was looking for. So, thank you.
You're welcome.
Have a great night.
You too. Thanks for calling.
Oh, okay. Daniela, before you drift away, and I don't get things very often, but when they come quite suddenly. Your favorite James Bond?
Yes. I am, actually.
You have a favorite James Bond. Don't say anything more to me, please. Roger Moore.
Yes.
Honestly, now, Daniela, you will not believe this. It just said she still got a crush on him, even though he's gone over.
Yeah.
Yeah. He was funny. He was a lovely man, wasn't he? Because the ladies just loved him, didn't they? Yeah. Okay. But, you know, it's like...
Oh, yeah.
Oh, bless his heart. Okay. Because he wants to send one back to you tonight, Daniela. And he wants to show his appreciation for being loved. And, you know... You had his picture on your wall, yeah?
Not for a very long time.
No, but you did have his picture on your wall at one point, yeah?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Right, as a young girl. I know. Yeah, okay. Right. But, yeah, he just wants to give you some gratitude for that, yeah? Because, you know, it's like that come very strongly around you for some reason. Kind of strange. I don't get stuff very often, but that was very poignant. And I thought, okay, I've got to give what I get. Okay. Thanks, Daniela. Right. Crazy. Now then. Whether that will get more callers or not, I don't know. I can usually work well with the angels. When we have the angel energy around us, for some reason, I seem to work better. Now, kind of strange because I know that up above my head to the right of me is quite a long way away, actually. Not completely above my head, but to the right of me, above my head. And quite a distance away. But they must be able to hear me speaking because, yeah, I'm getting the mic taken out of me as I speak. I get conscious of these things, you know. I'm very conscious of these things. And, you know, so it's kind of strange how that would be the case, but, you know, we can't help what we get and we can't help what we are, you know. From time to time, throughout my life, I have had experiences and I'm proud of my experiences as much as anybody else. And, you know, I won't shun one of them. I won't say that they didn't happen. I never push them away. They're always constant and they're always there around me. And I can remember each and every one of them. And I'm very, very happy to have them. Yeah. So, you know, nobody's ever going to take that away from me. Right then. Let's bring Diana back online. And we have Laurie.
Kim, do you have any messages for me?
Oh, yeah. This is strange. Okay, let's have a look because okay, who's talking to me now? Who's that?
Well, you've got Diana back on. I don't know who else you pulled in.
I brought Laurie online, but it's like okay.
I can't hear Laurie. It's static.
No. I know, because I've just turned the microphone, Laurie's microphone off for temporarily. Okay, let's just see. Something I was getting around you when you opened your microphone, because when you opened your microphone and said that you're calling from a room, this room is like, seems to be only a temporary place for you, but you've got a longing. You've got a longing for something, and I can see this longing is to get out from where you are and to have a normal existence again. Does that make sense to you?
Well, yeah. I was staying in my room because my daughter lived nearby and she died in a car accident. So, this is not the best place for me, but I was there to be near her, and I'm always going to be reminded of I was here to be near her, and she's gone. Well, she's not really gone. I believe the spirit's always with you. They're spirits, but
I think what I'm being told here now at the moment is that you want to get out off the country completely, if possible, and you want to start afresh. Yeah?
Well, no, I was thinking about going on a cruise, but not leaving the United States.
Mm-hmm. You want to go on a cruise? But you know when you go on a cruise, it's like you're going to go on a cruise somewhere where you won't want to come back.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
Well, okay.
Yeah.
You mean I'll say goodbye to the United States?
not completely. It's not that you'll never go back to the States.
I don't have passports and all that.
No, it's not that you'll never go back to the States. It's that you will take the cruise, yeah? But it's like, what they're saying is that once you take this cruise, you won't want to go back. It's like you're going somewhere where you've always wanted to go. Does that make sense?
No.
No? It doesn't make sense yet.
No, because I don't know. I don't know where it is I wanted to go.
You don't know where it is you wanted to go yet?
Yeah.
Yeah. You will.
I want to go. I want to go where the man is. I want to go where the man is.
You'll go. Yeah. Right. But because what they say is that you'll go where you want to go, but you don't know yet where that is. But it's like, okay, you're not going to be surprised when you get there. Just put it that way. You will not be surprised when you get there.
It'll be like going home or something?
It'll be like going home, yeah.
Well, that sounds cool.
Mm-hmm.
That was a good message.
I think, Diana, I think you know already where this is.
Well, shoot. Somebody's going to have to ring a bell.
Yeah. Yeah. But
I know where it is.
It will come to you. It will come to you.
Okay. I'm going to have to meditate.
I know. Yeah. A lot of meditating on where you want to go and why you want to get there. Okay. Right then. Laurie. Sorry, Laurie.
Hi, Ken. Hi. I want to go to Wales. Oh, my God. I've been where I want to go.
Laurie.
Now, see, that sounds good to me because I'm Scotch-Irish.
And
that's a place I've never seen.
Do you have the Peaky Blinders over there, Laurie?
Do we what?
Have you been watching the TV series Peaky Blinders?
No, I don't have a television, Ken.
You don't have a TV? You can get it on YouTube. You can get it on YouTube. But yeah, have a look because it's like if you looked at that, you wouldn't want to go to Wales.
YouTube. I could YouTube it. Yeah, I've been using my son's TV. We're not hooked up for television, put it that way.
It's a lovely place. Wales is a lovely place, but
it's beautiful.
It is.
Do they have men there?
Do they have men there?
I guess so.
I just want to go wherever my man is. I'm ready to find my companion. Companion for my old age. So, Santa Fon says that you have a victory coming.
Oh, God.
Your prayers have been heard and answered, so have faith. Are you praying about
a victory?
Something?
Huh? I'm sorry.
That's what Santa Fon says, that you have a victory coming. If your prayers are heard, they will be answered. Have faith. So faith can be the only thing that blocks you. And that's what blocks a lot of people, is the faith thing. Do you have a passion? Oh, you drew. Okay, Haniel. Trust and follow your renewed passion in your love life and career.
Mm-hmm.
Are you a counselor?
I can be. I mean, people confide in me, and yes.
You don't like to? Azrael says that you're a natural counselor.
Yeah, I like it.
Many people will benefit from your guidance and reassurance. So you're a natural counselor. That means you have patience. You have to have patience to deal with. Some people don't have the patience to be a counselor. Mm. But Azrael says you do. And the only thing that they want to make sure that you remember is is your diet. Get
my diet?
Food, eat.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Eat healthier and get enough sleep and exercise.
Yeah.
So that's what the angels have to say to you.
Okay. Sounds good.
Sounds like a good lecture.
A lecture? No.
Get on the ball, girl. Eat right, exercise for optimal health, and know that you're a counselor. Have a passion for what you do so you can get a victory.
Okay. Sounds good.
When you put them all together.
Well, thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you for calling.
Oh, you're welcome. I appreciate the reading.
Well, sorry, I can't get a film star or anything for you, Lolly. I know. We've had Sir Roger Moore come through this evening. It's amazing. I can't believe that. I could see him quite vividly. Yeah. And that's amazing. Okay. Right. We'll pop Laurie back there to listen to the rest of the show then. We have the wonderful Queen joined us. Hey.
Oh, it's been a long time.
And to whom will I be speaking?
Oh, it's been a long time since I heard from Queen. How are you?
I'm fabulous. Who are you?
This is Diana. You don't remember me? I told you it's been a long time.
No, Diana. I humbly apologize. How are you doing?
I'm okay.
Good.
Archangel Michael says you're powerful, loving, creative, and you're very loved.
I accept that. Thank you.
Yeah, that is a good one.
Yes. I should quit while I'm ahead, right?
Even children look up to you.
My favorite people.
Yeah, that's what Metatron says. You can help children who are sensitive.
I have,
you
have and
enough
I
patience.
That.
Well, that's great. That means you have enough patience to do it. I don't know if I would. If it was my grandchildren and they were interested, probably, but I'm not the kind of person to just, get a bunch of children into believing. But you never know what's going to happen in your future. Especially on the cruise. Okay, Raguel says divine order. Everything is how it needs to be right now.
Beautiful.
The scales are balancing. Look past any illusion. Don't make up any illusions. You can look at the scales and see how they're balancing. Then you know everything's in order. You're not real sure about that?
Oh, I am, actually. I said
oh, okay.
And I just did a dance. I did many dances, but I did a dance dedicated to my aunt, who is an African, Egyptian, Kemetic goddess of the scales of balance.
Good.
So I'm there.
You're there. You're being recognized. Raguel recognized what you were doing. That was the perfect card to pick for you.
Yes.
You're doing and it's a golden dance too, isn't it?
Sure, you're right.
Dancing. It's in divine order.
Mm.
What about relationships?
Yeah.
I know what we talked about children. Well, we talked about children. Well, the angels are opening the hearts of everybody. So any conflicts will be resolved, even if you just have a conflict with yourself. All hearts are being opened.
Hmm.
So people are going to recognize you, recognize what you're doing.
Thank you.
You know, some people will just laugh at you. That's how it would be with me. I don't know enough people who would be supportive if I were to get up and do the dance. But people are going to start supporting you, so that's good. So dance on, lady. Dance in this divine order.
You got it.
And breathe.
I will.
Yep.
I will. That's
good to hear from you.
Beautiful message. Oh, the same to you. Beautiful message. And in terms of working with the children, just to say to you, the children are, well, we all teach each other. But when I am amongst children who are ready and willing and are really being children, they're so open. And they're open vessels. And they're willing to explore the universe, the multiverse, all possibilities. So that's why I love them so much. And it's easy. And I just wanted to say that it's really easy to be with them if you come with an open heart. And they will learn and they will teach you at the same time. Those are my favorite people. So just food for your thoughts. And thank you. The message was beautiful.
Yeah, well, I think I was just thinking of my own family. They would prefer I don't even talk about the things I do to my grandchildren. But I can see children in general wanting to sit around and listen to your stories and get up and dance with you.
Yes, I've taught them and done that before. And what you're saying to me is it's coming back. That cycle is coming back on a higher level. But anyway, I'm sure you probably
well,
have
that's great.
Waiting. And
no.
Thanks for coming. No.
Okay. Thank you for calling. You can talk as long as you need to.
Say,
every call is important. You can talk as long as you need to.
Yeah. Well, at the moment, it's because it's like Queen's our one and only caller at the moment. Apart from Daniela and Laurie still listening, but Queen, I've got something for you. I don't know why, but okay. But do you know popular trees? Do you have a lot of popular trees around where you are?
I'm not sure what they are, but I will look it up and I will find out.
Yeah, have you,
I've got
you,
a lot of trees around me.
Have you ever heard of the tulip poplar tree, yeah?
I've heard of it, but I don't know, because I've got all kind of trees that grow here. I don't know. I might have them, and I'll look.
Right, because can I say then, if you haven't got a tulip poplar tree already, that you need to have one, because can I say that you have a favorite color?
You can say that.
Yeah, you have more than one favorite color, though, because you can't adhere to any one color, if that makes sense. It's like you are at home with all colors, and they're showing me like a really deep yellow, yeah, and it's like what do you call it, is that like a lemon zest, yeah, it's like a lemon zest, but it's that deep yellow. You Can I say you wear a lot of saffron as well, yeah?
You say chiffon?
Yeah, saffron, yeah.
Saffron or chiffon? What are you saying?
I'm not sure. Is it saffron? You know, it's like silk, isn't it? Saffron, isn't it? Yeah?
Chiffon, yes. Saffron is like I think it's an herb or a spice. That's why I questioned it. But yes,
yes.
I do.
Yeah, but it because materials are very important to you. I know you do your own dressmaking. I've seen the wonderful dresses that you make. But it's to say satins and silks and saffrons are, you know, make up the materials that you use. And just having this yellow around you is going to make you want to do things differently. It's the having the, it's just having that tree, those trees around you are going to be very important for some reason.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm going to look into that.
Yeah, have a look, because they're very beautiful when they come into bloom, yeah. And but it's like they're going to become have a very deep spiritual meaning for you, yeah.
Okay.
Don't have. I haven't got a clue what that means. Okay, sorry, I cut you. Sorry, you were going to say?
I was going to say that you spoke about the colors and the silk, and I paint on silk. I dye it, I paint it, and my spirit has been telling me it's time to go back to that. So I thank you for the message that is so sacred, because you hardly ever tune into me, and I'm so grateful.
I know,
thank you.
It's wonderful when spirit comes through, you know, and that they have something there for me to pass on, because it's like, I used to love, they had a bar of soap that they brought out when I was quite young, you know, and I always remember my mother buying this soap called Zest, and it was just yellow, but it had a wonderful smell to it. And I thought, I long for it now, because we can't afford that sort of soap anymore. I just love the smell of it. Yeah, it had a wonderful smell. Okay. Right then, so we'll pop Quinn back there to listen to the rest of the show. And surprise, surprise, we do have another caller. We have Carolyn.
Oh, hi. Hi. How are you?
Hi, Karen. This is Maya. Gabriel says, you should be writing a journal. Keep track of your thoughts. They could become an article or a book.
Okay. Picking up what I'm doing.
Yeah. Well, go ahead if you want to tell us. Samuel says your life purpose is triggering.
Oh, great. I love it.
Yeah, so what you're doing, the angels are definitely in agreement with you. Jophiel says that you just need to be a little more patient, and things will be blooming more rapidly than you realize. Nurture your ideas and have patience.
Okay.
So you're being acknowledged by the angels, that's for sure. Those are some good cards.
I'm good.
I think if you talk to the angels, they know what you're working on. They know what you need.
Yeah. I try to do that, definitely, constantly. For sure.
Yep, definitely, constantly, for sure. Yep, keep the angels with you.
Yes, yeah. It's the only way to go sometimes.
Yeah. I'm getting older, so I definitely am keeping them around me. For real.
Yeah.
We don't need to have all aging problems.
Yeah.
Oh. I hear clicking. Is Ken ready to say something to you?
Yeah, that's not me. That is not me.
Not you?
I'm not clicky.
Well, it sounds like a clock ticking. That's what it sounds like.
No, I don't know why it does that. I'm calling you on my phone. I guess that's how most people call, I suppose. And I apologize. It's coming in.
Oh,
on my phone.
Well, that's okay. Well, my phone doesn't tick. But, you know, I'm on a phone, too. We're all on a phone.
Yeah.
So, spread your wings.
Okay.
Archangel Ariel says, spread your wings. The time is perfect and you're ready to soar.
Okay.
I don't want to draw any more cards from you because every one of them is good, and I'm afraid I might draw one. I don't want to draw anything that might let you down.
Oh, no, it doesn't let me down, believe me.
You got
me.
A bunch of good cards that came out today.
Oh, good. I mean, if it is there in the deck, you know, I am happy to receive any news because, you know, news is news.
I think the angels are on your side.
Oh, God, I hope they're on all of our sides for sure. Where life is, we all need them. I wanted to ask if the angels. I put in a. I submitted a form last night to an organization. I filled it out and submitted it. Is there going to be a positive conclusion to that where I'll get a call back
Gabriel says it's time for you to assume your leadership power and position so that you can lovingly guide others. So maybe what you submitted will make you a leader. That would be my guess.
That would be my intuitive guess. Yeah, it's a teaching position.
Well, there you go. Assume your leadership power position and lovingly guide others. So, yeah, it sounds like Gabriel's on your side.
All right.
So, toot that horn. Gabriel's got a horn, but it's not being tooted. So toot that horn.
Okay. Sounds good.
I am your leader.
Oh, well, yeah. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay. On the line of tooting a horn, it's what you do in a car, isn't it? Toot a horn.
Yeah.
When somebody annoys you. But they want to talk about cars with you for some reason, but it's like exchanging a car with another person rather than going to, you can exchange a car at a showroom. I know that. And they have car exchanges. In the state, the same as they do here. But this is you actually exchanging with somebody that you already know. Does that make any sense to you?
Well, I don't. I think this position, I'm not sure, don't hold it to me, but I think this position that I'm in for
has a company car. I'm not sure, though. I'm not sure. You know, I don't know.
Right. So the position that you applied for comes with a company car. That would make a lot of sense.
I'm not sure because, you know, there's so many budget cuts all over. Yeah, there's so many budget cuts all over.
There's another car coming. There's another car coming your way somehow, because I could see another car coming your way around you. So the car that you've got now, it's like some sort of a trade going on there, and you'll be trading that car for another one. So it's somebody that you already know. Yeah. It's going to be, and you're going to be exchanging that car for a different one. But it could very much be with the job there, like you said there, Carolyn. Yeah. So I would keep that in mind.
Well,
you know,
I do. Okay.
Yeah.
That's not too far fetched because I put so many miles on the cars because of the driving I do for my grandson, you know.
Yeah.
So I'm always looking at the mileage. I'm always looking at the mileage, always.
Yeah.
I'm always like, oh, you know, when it starts getting up there, I'm always like, oh, no, you know, kind of
you
thing.
You want something, you're looking, because what you're looking for now is something more economical, yeah?
Lower mileage, probably, because I worry
more affordable. But it's like because when you travel, you tend to travel long distances, and you want something that's capable of doing that, yeah?
Well, the thing is, I just want to be safe. And the more mileage I put on a car, the more I worry when the mileage gets way up there because I don't want stuff to start breaking down, you know. That's what I worry about because I don't want the baby to be with me. Or I don't myself, you know, I don't want to be broken down in the middle of nowhere.
Oh, gosh, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Right. Well, we're going to put Caroline back to listen to the show. Hopefully, I say, because Diana is there, my guest this evening. Everybody, we've got to everybody in the call queue, which is lovely. We've still got an hour to run. What we're going to do is take a little breather, take a little break. Hopefully, we'll get some more lovely callers. So it's good to have a breather. I think it's good to be able to have a break because we don't always get a chance. So I'm going to shut the microphone off while we do this. Well, okay, we're back on the mic. We've had the temptations, and there you've heard the Supremes with the Four Tops and Roof of the Mountain High. Okay, right, so we're looking for some more lovely callers for the next hour. And what I think we may do, that indeed, if we don't get any more callers within the next 5 minutes or so, is that we'll shut shop early, because it's that sort of night. I don't know why, but I know Stephen's not here with us, but it's like, okay, we've posted the show up a bit late, and it's not surprising when we post the show late, then it doesn't, people have not got the chance to see ahead what's coming up next. And it kind of surprises me, because we're going back to the early days of Psychic Choice Radio, where we had the two studios. People would take the time to look. Now they're telling me that they can't actually see the show page anymore. And, you know, I'm thinking, well, okay. The ones that actually do donate, what are they seeing? And how does that oppose to the people that can't see it? Because it doesn't make a lot of sense to me that one person would see something and another person wouldn't. Because when we post out, obviously we post here at Blog Talk, and then it's posted out on other promotional sites such as Facebook, Twitter and Tumblr. Tumblr's only just joined Blog Talk, actually. It's one of the buttons that they've added. But there you can see three straight away. I think Google Ads is another one that's put it out there. And you may hear, when you play back the show, advertising on the beginning and end. That's a new thing that Blog Talk has put in as well. So you hear an advert on the beginning of the show and at the end of the show. It's just like a preset tag that they put in, sort of thing. And you can only hear that on the playback. You won't hear it on the live recording for whatever reason. But Blog Talk recently joined up with something called Dynamo. And they are like supposed to be help us to monetize. Nothing's happened yet, but it's early days. And they're having problems at the moment because we sent up what they call the RS feed to them, and they haven't received the feed properly. So I'm struggling to get that fixed at the moment. So once that's fixed, we might start actually getting some revenue where I won't be asking for donations so much. You know, if we can generate regular revenue, then we won't need to ask so much. Anyway, what I think we'll do then, we'll take another piece of music, why not? While we've got the time to spare. So let's see what we've got, because we do need some more lovely callers. I've got to change this piece of music in here. I was going to play one piece of music, but it doesn't play very well. Let's see what we've got then, because from time to time I change the music that we have in the studio, and I haven't changed it for a long time now. And I'm aware that, you know, some people, they get fed up of listening to the same old songs. But Okay. So we'll have a bit of this. Why not? This is Psychic Choice Radio 1, broadcasting live across the internet via the Blog Talk Radio studios. You heard John Farnham there with You're the Voice, and this is the voice of Ken Morris, not the voice of the Mistrons. Who remembers them, the Mistrons? Captain Scarlet. This is the voice of the Okay. Right. Yeah, mate. Right, as I say, we've got 50 minutes on the clock. My guest with me this evening is Diana McClinty. Diana is reading angel cards for us this evening. And we just love the energy of the angels around us. But if you are out there listening and you want to get a reading this evening, please do it now, because we will be leaving shortly if we don't get any more calls. Diana's sitting there patiently waiting for another caller to come in. And I think what I might do is ask Diana to give me a little reading, perhaps. This usually works, you know, because when we do this, all of a sudden, Ken's getting a reading. Let's see how accurate it is. And they start calling in. I know that one. Yeah. Okay. Right. Let's see if it works. Okay. Let's see if we can summon up some more lovely callers.
Ken, do you know somebody on the other side? Somebody on the other side is saying hello to you.
That doesn't surprise me, you know. Diana, as the piece of music was playing there, I looked over to my right-hand side, and I've got two chairs on the right from where I sit, and I could plainly see somebody sitting there in a black suit. Waving at me, yeah, and but they never materialised fully, and that annoys me, because they, all I could see was the arm of a suit. And I thought, where's the rest of the suit? Where's the rest of the person? You just see the arm of a suit.
Well, Adriel says that your loved ones are
really
having a good time.
Oh, God, it really annoys me when they do that. You know, I'm thinking, where's the rest of the person?
They want you to feel their loving blessings.
Mm-hmm.
Avril says your loved ones in heaven are doing fine.
But I think it's amazing that you can actually know and sense that when people are around you, you know, because it's a wonderful feeling to know that they are there. Even if you can't see them properly, you know, and to actually
feel them.
Well,
I know my daughter
them,
walks with me.
Oh gosh, yeah, you know, to feel that, and to living that knowledge that they are there, however they touch us, because sometimes it can be as simple as, a robin in the garden or something, yeah. And the wife gets a lot of robins. We've got a family of robins at the moment, and I just love to see robins this time of the year. You know, but I think she's got this familiarity with them now. They will actually come up and eat out of her hand. Yeah.
Yeah, well, if they see you standing at a window, they'll get on the other side of your window.
They will, yeah. They just sit there and sing to you. They'll sit there and sing to you through the window.
Yeah, they just sit on the windowsill looking at you through the window.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, I like birds. They must have a knowledge we don't know that they have.
Oh, that I think that they have a wonderful sense. People say that they don't have a brain, you know, and you know, well, I'm thinking, well, they must have some sense of being. God made them with a sense of being and a sense of existence. They know that they exist.
Yeah.
And for one thing, do they know when they're flying? Do they know?
Oh, probably.
Do they actually know what flying is? And you're thinking, okay.
Well,
they know as much about flying as we know about walking, you know, or swimming, you know. And okay, so we can ride a bike, the birds can't, you know. Yeah, but you know what I mean.
I just told Haniel.
Yeah.
Haniel's got birds flying all around her, and I just pulled
there
that card, and then. The message is you're extra sensitive.
Isn't that amazing?
Honor yourself and your feelings. Because you are extra sensitive. So the birds are reminding you that you're sensitive too, you know.
I'll tell you what else we've got at the moment. That's amazing me, because the family's getting bigger by the day, and I'm sure they're living in my loft. Because you can see them going up the side of the wall. And, you know, and they're carrying things up the side of the wall. Well, where they go after they get up the top of the wall, I don't know, because you can't see them after. But there's a family of squirrels, yeah?
Yes, the squirrels are out running around with it.
Oh,
yeah.
Gosh. They're amazing little things, you know? And I just love to watch them. Just love to watch them. But, you can see that the way they go along the clothesline, you know, and the way they get from A to B is just amazing. Yeah.
If you have a walnut tree, the squirrels will be all over it. And
yeah.
They'll be saving their walnuts.
Walnuts, yeah. Yeah. They love them. But I see the one will sit there in the morning, and it will get like a clump of grass, and it does this ritually every morning. It gets a clump of grass in its mouth, and it will mat it into a ball, and then off it goes with it. And I think it's going there to make the baby's bed with it, you know. You think, but it carries it up the side of the wall, and I'd like to see. I haven't gone out yet to see where it actually goes when it goes up the side of the wall. Does it go over the roof and down the other side, or where does it go? But the wife was in the bath on Sunday evening, and she said she could hear things above her head. I think they're in the loft. They're actually in the loft. It's that wouldn't surprise me that they're in they're up in the rafters, you know, up in the loft, yeah. So long as they're not doing any harm, I don't mind, you know. I give them a warm shelter for the winter, you know. But
yeah.
Because they're not doing any harm. I think what you think is, you worry when they're in the loft, you worry that they might disturb the electrical wiring, yeah?
Oh, yeah. Well, I don't think they'll try to buy. I think they probably feel the electricity. I don't think they're going to buy.
No.
They just use the wires to walk across.
I think what we're going to do then, Diana, is we're coming up to 22:17 here now. I don't know what time it is with you, but I think what we'll do, we'll shut shop, because there's nobody actually calling in now at the moment. But you must come by more often there, Diana, and join me. Yeah? And now that we know that we can actually do it this way, you know, it makes life a little bit easier for you, yeah? Can you hear me all right? You switched. Have you gone? You switched off? You've gone off. Your microphone's gone off. Are you there?
Can you hear me?
Oh,
okay.
God. I
might have touched the hold button. Maybe my ear touched the hold button.
The microphone went off then for some reason, yeah. Okay. Right, so now that we know we can do it this way, Diana, you'll have to come and do some more shows with me again, yeah? Right, are we going to shut shop then, ladies and gentlemen? I don't know what's happening there, but we keep losing that connection, as I say. I think, as I say, there's a little button on the side that has to be pressed to activate the microphone. It keeps. Right, so we've had a wonderful evening, and I think we've had some wonderful callers, but nobody seems to want to call in now. So we're going to get out of here while the going's good and find you a little something to play with. Going to be a very short one there, but we'll leave you with something. And we'll hopefully catch you all again tomorrow evening. I think my guest tomorrow evening, Becky Krogan, if I'm not mistaken. I'm going to leave you with this one.
Oh, I try, but I can't say goodbye.
That's it then, ladies and gentlemen. That wraps it up for this evening. Do join me tomorrow evening if you can. Same time, same place, 9 p.m. UK time with Becky Krogan. Thank you.